You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Luke1234, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, in Avengers Endgame, Thanos said he used the stones to destroy the stones. And I think that is what we men need to do for gender equality. Men need to man up and give women the equality they fought so hard to achieve. So then these women can women up and deal with everything like a man. Because once women get a taste of true equality with equal rights and equal punishments, they will hate it so much that they will beg for traditionalism to return. It is time to use gender equality to destroy gender equality. Because after all, equality is fair, but that doesn't always mean equality is going to be fun. Unquote. Well, Luke, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Women don't want equality. They want equity. What you're proposing, equality for them, they got 15 to 20 years ago now. And they were still crying that the traditional patriarchy was oppressing them. Wah. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They want equal outcomes even though they put out unequal efforts. Plus, equality is a weasel word. Most women have no idea what it really means. The reason women will never beg for traditionalism again is because women have equality right now, and most are loving it. Social media provides them way more attention than the old 1950s living arrangement of a husband and kids ever did. Working is also more fulfilling for them because they went stir crazy staying at home as housewives back in the 1950s and 60s. Remember, they went to work outside the home as slaves to a corporation, so they could set themselves free. Most still prefer that and are fine going off to work the way that men do. It was their purpose once life got longer and they stopped being perpetually pregnant. Women will never beg for traditionalism. They would rather die and get eaten by cats with their digested remains being scooped up from a kitty litter box. They will mulch up real nice. I don't want to go back to the future either when it comes to a future that resembles the 1950s. Feminism set us men free from having to be a plow horse so we could plow some pretty woman. At some point, one of three things will happen. Number one, we will use technology to reproduce like Brave New World. Number two, populations will continue crashing until our civilization decomplexifies, if that's even a word, and we have to start living as subsistence farmers again. If that happens, then we have traditionalism again, because you need kids to help you work the land. Or number three, which is a really big war that wipes out most of the industrial civilization out there. And then we once again go back to traditionalism. Luke, I would be cheering for a world with technological reproduction. That's the real equality that we need to see. Then men would work and put their surplus resources into reproduction, and women would continue putting their surplus resources into cats, and the male population would be fine using cloning or artificial wombs and eventually overpower and outnumber women. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women will only wish they went back to traditionalism when they're really old and there isn't anyone around to care for them, Clown World show. They will screech and howl like cats in heat, and no man will be around to hear them. It's one thing to be a young woman with a career and a never-ending stream of simps to give you attention, but it's something altogether different when she's in her 70s and looks like a grandma. She'll then become invisible to everyone except the muggers and Indian telemarketing scammers. Those are the types of women you hear about in the news that sent $200,000 to a Nigerian prince because he gave them a little bit of attention over the phone in exchange for their pension. I've said before, men need to figure out ways to monetize our attention when it comes to women. A 50 or 60 year old man might end up putting up flyers in his neighborhood offering up conversations and attention for a payment. While I was growing up, you would see old women that no one spoke to trying to latch themselves onto neighborhood kids because they needed somebody to talk to. Today, they're more likely to latch onto a cat instead of a kid because kids don't really play outside anymore. Remember that the next time there's a crash in the Canadian pet.to stock, it's time to load up the boat because, you know, women that get crickets from men and just about everyone else typically get cats. This is not financial advice, and please do your own homework. The thing is, women are going to receive more equity going forward. The first people back on the surface of the moon, according to NASA, are going to be women and a person of color. Meanwhile, if you look at pictures of people that are working to put them there at SpaceX, they're mostly Asian and white males. My money is on a black man and white woman being the first ones back. The plan is to have the first person on Mars also be a woman. Relatively soon, by 2040 or 2050, 50% of politicians will be female. They'll no doubt print and spend more money. As men, we have to prepare for craziness like that. Do you really think that women would rather go back to traditionalism or take power and charge over governments? They want it all. Complete control over soy society. And what soy it is testosterone levels keep on crashing.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And are becoming emasculated before our very eyes. Speaking of emasculation, I think that more men are into drag maxing these days. Recently, the most famous drag maxer, Finster, was kicked off of Twitch because apparently he fondles his fake boobies one too many times. Fake as in they go around his neck or he just uses them to pat his bra. Forget about traditionalism. As more women become powerful and have dominant masculine energy, we're going to see greater numbers of men feminized. How are we supposed to go back to traditionalism if the men are starting to act like women? That's the equality I want to see. Men beating women at their own game and triggering female-owned group preference in women and triggering simps to give them resources that women feel entitled to. Equity needs to cut both ways. If women want to have the privileges of women and men, then men also need to have the pre-mill privilege too. I suspect that Finster was really banned because he was cashing in with money that women feel belongs to them and other Twitch thoughts. It's only a matter of time before men start to outdo women visually when it comes to transmaxing and dragmaxing, and taking attention and money away from them. That's the way to fight back. Then women can't say men are being misogynists, if they're donning a feminist appearance now, can they? We all know that they'll still call us that, but it won't make any sense to other men looking from the outside in. It makes them look like mad cat ladies when they say stuff like that. Many women are also so far removed from traditionalism that they're having their boobies removed and getting zipper tits and becoming what amounts to incels, presenting as short, feminine in appearance males, even more invisible to women than biological ones. The mental breakdown they feel from being so lonely is the real equality I want to see. Them thinking they're going to adopt the magical power of the patriarchy, but all they end up doing is finally understanding that they were lied to, that there isn't some magical boys' club called the patriarchy. Then all that's left to do is detransition into a flat-chested, deep-voiced, and hairy harlot. You can already see the detransitioning channels popping up all over YouTube. Women will never have true equality unless they get treated the way men and women treat men, too. Until that happens, they will always get attention, a warm smile when they enter a room, and people taking an interest in their life, even if it's boring, which it usually is. I want women to know what it's like to be an unsuccessful male, to be ignored. Luke, simply because they are women, they'll never actually know true equality, because men by our very nature are going to simp for them so we can slip into them. Once again, I think that men are going to figure out ways to get both male and female privilege and attention to counteract women doing the same. I know it sounds gay and weird, but I honestly think it's going to catch on with the second half of Generation Z and Generation Alpha. Funny enough, the women that are trying to feminize men right now might do such a good job that those males will get female privilege, and then take power from women by outdoing them. Woke women better be careful what they're asking for. If it backfires, then I suspect they might want some form of traditionalism to some extent, but only because they will want masculine men to return instead of having to compete with feminine men that outdo them with regards to femininity. As for traditionalism, the right recruits people and tries to sell them on the fantasy that things are going back to the way they were in the past, or we're not going to have a civilization. I think we're going to have a third route option that's scary for people on both the left and the right, because neither side will get what they want. Feminists want men to continue to provide, protect, and simp, and many of us are walking away. Men also want a traditional woman, and women don't want to be that anymore. The only way to stabilize a species is to try something new. Otherwise, there will be this constant struggle between the patriarchy and the matriarchy. Us men going our own way are stuck in the middle, and that's why both sides hate us, because we won't do what they want, because we're each going our own way and not theirs. Luke, even you seem to want to go back to the way things were with women begging for a traditional existence. You don't look for old solutions to new problems. Instead, you look to new solutions. Unfortunately, we're entering a time in history where people are becoming increasingly creatively bankrupt. So now that we need solutions, the people that should be providing them for us aren't. The woke so-called creatives in television, film, and music are not going to provide us those solutions. The people on the right are creatively bankrupt and want us to go back to the way things used to be and are all nostalgic for the 1950s, even though they weren't even alive back then. Giving women truly equal treatment is not really possible either, because of their biology and because we are all designed as men to give in to our white knighting and simping instincts, to provide and protect for them. MGTOW is too few men taking those things away to make a difference so far. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Luke1234 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will smash down the doors of political office and make up the majority of politicians in only 15 to 20 years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps both the feminist matriarchy and the conservative patriarchy away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.